The following program is sponsored by God Shining Light.
Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God Shining Light Church. Getting real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad you've tuned in to the show this week. It is a privilege and an honor and a blessing to have this opportunity to speak into your life. Here on the radio show, we really like to deal with real life problems, situations, and circumstances that's going on in the lives of people every single day. We want you to know more than anything, God loves you. God's for you. He is not against you. He is on your side. And God desires to help his people through his word. God wants to help people to overcome the circumstances and the situations that they face every single day in this world. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved." Praise the Lord. And I have come to know that God's love is greater than anything upon the face of this earth, that God desires to help his people, not to hurt his people. God desires to deliver people, heal people, set people free, change people's lives, and transform them into the image of Christ. It is his will that we overcome this world, overcome the darkness of this world, the curse of this world, the circumstances and the situations that we are in. He desires for us to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And today we're so glad you've tuned in. We are going to get into the word of God. This week on the radio show, we are talking about the Word, the power of the Word working in our lives, the blessing that God has given to you and I to empower us to overcome, to help us succeed in everything that we set our hands to. That is God's will. Will we have opposition? Will we have trials and tests? Will we have circumstances and situations that may become out of our control? Absolutely. But it is still God's will that we accomplish his purpose, his plan on this earth. Praise the Lord. Well, before I get started, I want to give a shout out to all of our friends out there that's listening at Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, the ladies over at Eddie Warrior, the men up at Vanita, and let's not forget the men over at Just Done, and also those men over at Cushing Prison. All of you that have tuned in this week, we are so glad you've tuned in. We're so glad that your families are tuning in as well. Let's give a shout out to our Wings of Freedom clients, and also all of those that have posted on Facebook this week, Getting Real with Pastor Dix is about to begin. Thank you for helping to make this radio a success. And then let's not forget our sponsors and those that help us at God Shining Light Church. It is a blessing and an honor to represent you and to also have this opportunity to speak into the lives of God's people. Praise the Lord. Well, if you don't have a church to go to today, get up and come visit us at God Shining Light. We are located at 9897 East 11th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have a 9 a.m. service and 11 a.m. service every Sunday morning. We also have a Skytook location, and they meet every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and we are located at 206 East 3rd Street there in Skytook. If you're up in that area, go out and meet Pastor George. I know he would love to see you and love to meet you and minister to you in any way he can. Also on Sunday nights, we have Live with Pastor Jim that begins at 6 p.m. On Tuesday nights, we have Celebrate Recovery, which helps people to overcome their hurts, their habits, and their hang-ups. We serve a meal at 6 p.m., and the main service begins at 7. And then we have Getting Real with Pastor Dixie Bible Study on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. It's also the night our youth group meets. We have church for the entire family, special classes, marriage classes, parenting classes, Celebrate Recovery 12-step step studies. So if you're in the Tulsa area, come out and visit us on Wednesday night as well. Well, praise the Lord. As we get started in the Word of God this week, I want to encourage you with the blessing that God gives, the blessing. In Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 28, it begins with, "And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that walks or moves upon the earth." One of the things that God wanted mankind to do whenever he created us was to subdue the earth. That meant to conquer the earth and to bring it into subjection to God's kingdom. That means that God wants us to conquer our world, our circumstances, our situation, and bring it into subjection to God's kingdom. Now, I know he said this in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, in chapter 1, and that everyone out there is listening thinking that, well, that was before the fall and the curse entered the earth. And you're right, it is. But it is still God's will that we subdue the earth, because everything that man lost in Adam when Adam and Eve fell, Jesus restored back into man whenever Jesus came and died on the cross and rose again the third day. And then he began to pour out his spirit into the earth, and he desires to bless. In Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3, if you have your Bibles, let's go ahead and pull them out and let's follow along. I want you to verify in the word that what I say is true. The word of God is alive. It's living. It's not a normal book. It is a book that grows on the inside of you as you spend time with it on a daily basis. God wants us to read his word every single day. See, it is the word of God that gives us the power to live the life. It's the word of God that gives us the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that we may know God's will, that we may begin to conquer this world and bring our world into subjection unto the kingdom of God. It's only through the word of God. And as you spend time in the word of God, to me, it's like every time you get an opportunity to read the word, you spend time just as much as you spend time in eating a meal, whether it be 15 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour as eating a regular meal. Well, you want to spend that much time in the word of God, because the word of God is your strength. The word of God is your power. The word of God is what gives you your ability to live the life in a day-to-day operation. I remember one time a person saying, well, I don't understand the word of God. I can't understand whenever I read the word of God. And I said, look, God does not want you to understand all the time when you read the word of God. God just wants you to read it anyway. I asked him a simple question. Do you understand the food that you eat? Do you remember what you ate last week or last month on a certain day? And of course he said, no, I don't understand the food I eat. And I do not understand, nor do I remember what I ate a month ago. And I said, you're right. What we have to understand is whenever we eat food to sustain our strength and to give us the abilities that we need to live our life in a physical realm every single day. When you go 4 hours or 6 hours or 8 hours without eating, we have a tendency to get weak. We have a tendency to get frustrated and grumpy because we're lacking in strength and lacking in ability. Well, it's the same thing with the Word of God. Whenever we go a long period of time without eating, we become weakened. We don't have no strength. We don't have the ability to live the life. We only understand our food that we put it inside. It goes through our body. It gives us the ability to continue to live life. The Word of God is the same thing. We put it into our hearts, and it gives us the ability and the strength to live the life. The Word of God is our spiritual food to feed our spiritual man and to give us the ability that we need to sustain ourselves in this world. In Ephesians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now let's take a moment and go back and look at this. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God is all-powerful, all-knowing, always present, and he is a blessing. He is blessed to be God. Beside him, there is no other. There is only one creator of the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that is in them. There's only one God that created this world, and there's only one God that's going to destroy this world. Glory to God. Well, in that, he's all-powerful and all-knowing. And he goes on to say, who has blessed us? Now, that word blessed us is an empowerment impartation to us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. See, God has already given us the victory in the spirit world through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He has blessed us and desires to empower us to bring Christ into this world. That is the purpose and why God wants us to be filled with His Spirit, to have a knowledge of His Word, that we would apply His Word to overcome the circumstances or the situations that we find ourselves in. I learned many years ago that the Word works if you apply it. The Word works. The Bible says to be a doer of the Word and not just a hearer only. Well, as you read the Word every day, as you will spend time, just as you eat food every day, you want to read the Word every day and spend a little time with God. Well, that will empower you to get through that day. You may not remember what you read a week from now. You may not understand what God is doing a week from now, but today, if you will spend time in His Word, He will empower you to get through this day, and He will strengthen you to overcome the circumstances and the situation that you're in. When I found this to be true in my life, it was whenever I had first went to prison back in 1987. I had no hope in my life. I had no help. I was sentenced to an 80-year prison sentence, which to me meant that I was never going to get out of prison alive. I was found myself in Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, where there's 1,000 men. Half of those men will never get out of prison alive. They will die in prison. And please hear me. I understand there's a reason for prisons upon this earth. I understand the purpose and why God wants to use prisons. And in that, if you ever want to do a word study on the word prison, what you will find is it goes back to the word penitentiary, which goes back to the word repentance, which means you go in one way and you come out a new direction. And so in that, that's where I found myself in prison with having no hope and having to overcome an atmosphere that was very negative, very destructive, very chaotic. It was full of drama and madness and things that I didn't want to deal with in this life. I mean, in Connors back in that day, they considered it a gladiator school. That's where all the worst of the worst prisoners went back in that day. And then, if they messed up there, they would send them to McAllister on 23-hour lockdown. Well, needless to say, I woke up and found myself in this place that I couldn't get out of. I had a deep darkness of oppression and depression on me to the point to where I didn't even want to get out of bed. You may be listening to me today and what you're struggling with and what's going on in your life you do not want to face, you don't want to deal with, you're trying to avoid it because in your own power and your own strength, it overwhelms you and it destroys you. But I want to encourage you to get up and start reading the Word of God, because what I did every day before I got up out of bed, I would roll over and I would begin to read my Bible and I would begin to feel the presence of God, and I would set up on my bed and then I would begin to spend some time in the Word of God, which in turn would begin to feed my spirit, which in turn gave me the strength that I need to go about my daily activities. And then one foot in front of the other, God began to pour out His Spirit into my life, that I began to grow spiritually. But I still spent every single day in the Word of God. I still would seek after God. Even though I grew spiritually to where I was overcoming the circumstances, I still needed the Word of God. Now, what God showed me in this is that the Word of God was alive, and God wanted to bless me, to empower me to sustain life even in the midst of that prison. The atmosphere was negative, the chaos and the madness and the drama all around me was real, but yet in the midst of that, God began to transform my life from the inside out. As I would spend time in the Word of God began to grow on the inside of me, give me the guidance and direction that I needed and the help that I needed to overcome. Now let's go on down here in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's move on down to verse 17 and a prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed and wrote unto the church at Ephesus. He prayed for the church, then he wrote this prayer out, and maybe this prayer is something you may want to adopt and write it out and pray it over yourself over and over again. That is what I did to help give me the guidance and direction I needed. The prayer goes like this. It's one of my favorite prayers, and so I've preached about it over and over again, but I love it. And it is a prayer that God wants you to pray over yourself or pray for your loved ones or pray for your church. But it goes like this. And this I pray, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Now, in your situation right now, you may need wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God so that you could have the impartation of the blessing to operate in your life to give you what you need to overcome what is attacking you, or overcome the circumstances that you may find yourself in, or the situations that may be coming against you. It may be an addiction that you have. It may be you're going through a divorce. It may be you're in prison right now. It may be a broken situation that you're not able to fix. And really the realities of it is that you need that impartation of the blessing, the impartation of the word of God that would speak on the inside of you and give you that strength and power to face and to deal with what you're coming up against and to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, and overcome by God's power and strength working inside you to accomplish his will and his purpose and his plan in that situation. See, when he said to subdue our world or subdue this world, what he's saying is for us to conquer what we're facing and bring it into subjection to the will of God, or to the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? It is God's will operating inside you to bring forth joy, peace in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit. That is what God's accomplished will is for us, is to make us more than conquerors and give us what we need during this day and time. You know, the day and time that we are living in is crazy and chaotic. Just a few weeks ago, there was somebody that went into a synagogue up in Pittsburgh and killed, I think 11 people and wounded so many more. In today's world and society, there is death all around us. There is chaos. There is madness. There's heartache and sorrow. I remember watching the news when 3 children got ran over while they was getting on the bus or getting off the bus by a 24-year-old girl who really her whole world has just been destroyed, because that's something she has to live with the rest of her life. And the only thing that's going to help her to heal is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God and the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness of God. You know, as you look out there in this world, it keeps getting darker and darker. There are more catastrophes going on. You know, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the fires. I mean, what is happening in our world today? It's only going to get worse. And the gospel and the word of God is going to get brighter and brighter. That's why it's so important that you might take a prayer like this in Ephesians chapter 1 and begin to pray it every day in your life, that you would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, that your eyes and my eyes and our understanding would be enlightened, that we may know what is it that God wants us to do and to accomplish the hope of his calling. You know, bad things happen to good people, and yet God wants to take all of those bad things and turn them around and use them for his glory and use them for his good. I hate this world. I hate the sin of this world. I hate the heartache, the sorrow, the death, the destruction, the curse that we're living in. I hate it. I don't like it because it just causes so much grief and so much heartache and sorrow to where the only thing that's going to get us out of it is the Word of God, the blessing of God being upon our lives that would help us and strengthen us to do what He would have us to do. As you begin to pray and you begin to ask God that He would reveal to you the purpose and why He created you. In some cases, He may reveal it instantly, and in other cases, it may take a period of time for Him to actually be able to reveal what His will is for us. I truly believe as God began to intervene in my life, inside that prison, that He began to prepare me for what I'm doing today. He began to equip me that I would overcome the surroundings, the circumstances, the situation, and the atmosphere that I was in, so that now I could be on the radio encouraging, uplifting, and speaking the word into other people's lives so that they would have the ability to overcome their circumstances or overcome what they were facing in their life. It is God's will to give us the keys to the kingdom of God, that we would overcome, that we would be more than conquerors through His love, through His mercy, through His grace. God's going to judge the world, but we don't have to be a part of that judgment because Jesus came to deliver us from the wrath of God and to set us free from the sin of this world. Praise the Lord. I've gone to preaching now. So don't shut off the radio now. Don't shout me down while I'm yelling or screaming or hollering. Why? Because I want you to know God loves you and God desires to empower you to accomplish His will. If right now your faith seems to be weak and God seems to be a million miles away from you, I want to encourage you to spend some time in the Word of God. This morning, spend some time reading the Bible. You know, I like to try and read at least 5 chapters a day. There's just something about as I read 5 chapters a day, it begins to empower me and strengthen me and guide and direct my steps so that I accomplish what God would have me to do. And I'm answering the hope of His calling, and it is His word that's empowering me with the blessing of God that gives me the strength that I need to accomplish what He would have me to do. If you would have told me 30 years ago that I would be doing what I'm doing today, I would have laughed because I would not have been able to see it. But as I've grown spiritually from the inside out, as I have transformed my life and began to do what God would have me to do, everything in my world changed. Everything has transformed to where now what I do is sell the gospel, and what I do is tell people about the love of God and the mercy of God and the grace of God, that God is for them and not against them. And that begins to draw them out of the darkness and draw them out of the madness and begins to empower them and show them that God really desires to bless them. God desires to empower them. God desires to help them to get out of the situation, out of the circumstances that they find themselves in, into the place in which God wants them to be. You know, let's look at this prayer a little bit longer. It says, that I may know what is the hope of His calling, and that I may know what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, which is Christ in you, Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that lives in me, that dwells in me, that guides me and directs me into knowing God's will for my life. That's what God wants to do for you. He desires that you would invite the Spirit of Christ into your heart, into your life, and receive His blessing upon your life so that you would begin to subdue your circumstances and your situation and take authority over it and bring it into the subjection of God's Word. And then it goes on to say that we may know what is exceeding greatness of God's power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Well, when it talks about the exceeding greatness of His power, He didn't just say the greatness of his power. He said the exceeding greatness of his power. Well, God's performed miracles after miracles in my life. He set me free from the 80-year prison sentence to the point on January the 24th, 1994, the day I got out of prison, I walked out of prison a free man. Not only free on the outside, but also free on the inside. But he's also, his power has moved to restore my family and to restore my freedom and to heal my hurts and to heal my habits and my hang-ups. And not only that, but then he's began to use me to be able to help others along the way, to bless them and to be able to help them restore their lives and get back to where God wants us to be. I want you to know that God's goodness will draw you into repentance. He desires good things in your life. He's not wanting the doom and gloom. He's not wanting to scare you. He's wanting to receive you, and he wants you to receive Jesus Christ by faith, knowing that God desires to work in your life. God desires to do great and mighty things. I don't know what you're dealing with or struggling with, but I want you to know, if God be for you, who could be against you? He desires to give you the victory through Christ Jesus and lead you into triumph over your circumstances and situations. The devil is a liar. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came that we would have life and life abundantly. Not that we would be a defeated church, but we would be a glorious church, without spot or wrinkle, a glorious church walking in victory, conquering the acts of the devil, conquering the curse of this world, conquering the struggles that we may be having. And as you feed on that word, as you receive his blessing in your life, then he begins to maneuver you and put you in a place to receive your victory. Praise God. I hope I've spoken to you today a word that will empower you to receive God's victory, to receive his blessing, to give you the victory over your circumstances and situations. I want you to always remember, God loves you, God is for you, he is not against you. Until next week, may God's favor shine upon you and bless you throughout your week. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.